Good day, everyone. I'm Sifu Cicero from the School of Chi Energy, and I have with me Advanced Instructor Karen Munson, and she's in year four. And we're going to talk today about how Karen came to this school and how she progressed in a way that somebody would want to really know about, not only a few of the details, but, you know, what kept her in, what moved her along, what compelled her to keep moving and going from month to month and from year to year, and along the way, what has happened? Well, hello, Karen. How are you doing today?
Good evening, Sifu Cicero. I am wonderful. How are you?
Very, very well. I'm so glad we get to talk about this topic.
Oh, me too.
You know, Karen, when you first were looking for an energy school, how did you come across the School of Chi Energy?
I came across the school through a Google search. And what led me down this path, I have had different, I guess you could say, psychic experiences growing up. Things that would be, I don't know, to anyone outside of the school would be maybe unbelievable. I've seen an angel. I've had premonitions of things before they happened, and very blessed that the family that I was born into were very accepting and supportive. As I am getting older and whatnot, I just felt this disconnect with life, and I was feeling so just unhappy, and unhappy with myself, unhappy with, and really nothing unhappy to be about, but just I wasn't in a good state. And at that point, I felt this urge that I knew that there is more to this life than how I had been living it, and I began looking into energy modalities and looked into this, looked into that, and nothing spoke to me until I wasn't very keen on the idea of traveling to a conference to be trained for a few days. And not that there's anything wrong with that, but for me, it just didn't resonate with me. And so literally one day I just literally typed into Google energy healing schools, and our school was right there at the top. And I thought, wow, is this for real? And so I, clicked on the site and I started, and I read through everything. It was amazing. It was like everything that I had been hoping for, I found in the website. And I was reading student testimonials, and I saw the YouTube video you had about the Chi Ball, and I listened to the audios, and I thought, wow, this is incredible. And literally in less than a week, I tried being practical and, maybe not. But I just kept just this driving force to say, that this is it, that you've knocked, this is what's the answer, and this is what you need to pursue. So I enrolled in the first year, and right off the bat, I signed up for the entire first year. And I remember emailing the school saying, thank you so much. I have been looking for this. Pretty much that you just appeared, and this is exactly what I wanted, and thank you so much, and I'm so excited to be joining the school.
How did it change enough in year one that made you want to go into year two? Was there anything significant about learning about biophotons and how they were forming, and that particular nerve fiber building exercise? Was there one particular month or two out of year one that you said, I got this, I need to learn more?
Well, I think the beauty of year one is that there was a little sampling of everything. So when I first moved the straw, that was huge, being able to move it outside of a container, but then inside of a container. It's like, wow, I'm doing this. This is, especially the belief factor went way up when I had it inside the container. That was huge. But then, being able to send someone behind the door without forcing it and being so relaxed and just, okay, whatever happens, this will be, but I'm just going to try this out. And it worked every time that I practiced that. But I think just having little samples of different things throughout year one to see so much this is really a part of our lives without even knowing it. And the biggest thing is that the school is based in quantum physics. And for me, I could really wrap my mind around that, unlike other modalities, that this is actually, everything can be scientifically proven. And in my animal host mind, that gave me the credibility that, yeah, this is for real. And so, you know, the different lectures that you and Sifu Jones put together and the videos and the interviews with Sifu Brown, like all of those, just, wow, that there is so much more to our world and it can be explained, and that it's such a driver within that, yes, I wanted to learn more. And
have you ever felt tangible chi before, because you were learning this process of nerve fiber building? Did you ever feel that kind of pressure and density, and you wanted to learn more about it? How would you explain what biophotons are and how you feel them in a form? It's hard to wrap your mind around it. You're doing this exercise and it's going a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. And what part of the year, or was it the first month or some part of the year, that you actually started to feel that tangible biophoton mass?
It was when we were the hula hoop exercise and the circle, and in private training with you, and you guided me to feel the circle, and that was amazing.
And isn't it wonderful to learn? Through year one, you're kind of wrapping your mind, well, they're saying it's an electrical process. And then when you get into year two, it kind of makes sense even more.
It does. It really does.
When it came to making a decision to move into year two, what was your mind like around month 12?
Intuitively, you're deep inside, knew that this was the right path, and just I wanted to keep going.
But when you got to the supersets and the advanced supersets, and I know people don't know about, you know, some of the things we're talking about, but did the power go up?
Oh, yes, did the power go up? I'm laughing because the tri-concept, you know, as much as you and Sifu Jones have said, the importance of the tri-concept, and is it ever so important to remain good feeling and cool. And not just with our exercises, but throughout the entire day, there were, you know, recall conversations with you that I initially had thought the tri-concept really only applied to the chi training. And I was done with the training and went about my day, and you know, hadn't really made that connection that, you know, we do need to keep our bodies cool throughout the day, and when they need to take a break, that it's okay to take a break and to relax and refocus and cool down again.
If the supersets and the advanced supersets aren't enough, what could possibly be in year three? How did you find year three, which was your instructor year at the time?
It definitely kicked it up a notch, and in a wonderful way, that going into the year of learning to be instructor, that the tri-concept and meditations are so incredibly important.
You learned something that you thought to yourself, this couldn't be a healing technique, and you found out that it was, because you learned healing techniques along the way, one for each year that was part of it. But when you found out that your tone of voice had a play in this, was that surprising?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's amazing how much it just...
You can ride your tone of voice on the form.
Yes. Yes, you can.
And really put out some good feeling and cool energy that comes back into you and then goes out too. And you learn, geez, it's changing everybody's mood around me, and it's changing my own mood, my own tones.
Absolutely, and that, and just with my tone of voice and being conscientious of that, that I could have a wonderful day and the people I interacted with could have a wonderful day also. And if I'm having not such a wonderful day, the effects of that, unintentionally, but just the same, people around me I noticed would tense up and kind of be feeling the way I was feeling, even if they were initially not. And that look of puzzlement of not knowing why. So,
because people don't understand that, you know, from an outsider point of view, that we really build up an amplification when we're building a mass form of biophotons. And yes, our moods do change over our form, but as soon as we actively engage with that good feeling, it's right back where it's supposed to be again. And this is the type of healing work that it's throughout your whole day. It's part of your life. Now, let me ask you this question, and we can't get into too much about year four, but were you surprised about year four versus the first 3 years?
Yes. Yep, I really was.
Was it due to more ability in how this stuff was being pulled off? Was it due to things that you never thought were possible or hit or miss? You know, like what you saw, you had all these experiences before you came into the school, and yet you didn't know how they came about. With learning more form in year four in a particular way, is that a little bit different now?
Meditations for me, I definitely was a hit or miss person with meditations throughout the first.
You can't miss them now when you're four.
No, yeah. No, and I.
Meditations are the same as, you know, lying down and calming down your thoughts, but our meditations have to do with physiologically, our bodies have to adapt with more electrical force that we're building, and a good feeling and cool way. We have to have our bodies adapt to that. And don't you feel like once you've laid down and gotten up, that you feel a whole lot differently?
Oh, yes. I feel amazing. And I love my meditations now. If you had asked me or said that I would a few years ago, I would have laughed. I love these meditations.
When you think of them before the school, or even in year one, they were like a chore. And now it's like you're super feeding your body. All different kinds of physiological changes are going in place just by laying there and not moving a muscle. It's kind of the strangest thing, isn't it?
It is, but even with the method that we use in the school, it is all, again, all ties back to science and to our health.
Tie all back to science. Even the forms that we're building have a much natural way in a circular way than in a linear way. It actually buffers everything, but it's an electrical process, and those biophotons are alive with storage. Who knew that biophotons built up in this way could have a healing effect on us depending on how we want to build them?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, because they do have those storage areas that react to what we want to put into them, but we have to consistently put that into them, and that's what the training is. In sectional types of ways, you're not going to get overwhelmed where I got to complete everything in this part before I do this part. You're, like you said in the beginning, you're getting each part and then you get to overlay them and overlap them month after month, and your ability to do them becomes more skillful, more precise.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Sifu.
I guess I'm just talking from my own experience. You know, I never thought I would be doing something so long, and I don't know about yourself, that I would do day after day, that I can't miss a day without it. It's not that I'm that obsessive, but it just puts me where I need to be for what I need to do during my day, which is a lot of activity. But when I move in my meditation or I move in my training during my day, and each person does it differently depending on what their activities are during the day, manage the world that we're in with right through these bodies like we never have before. How is that for you?
Usually I'll take one day off a week. Other than that, I mean, I crave this. That's a good word to use.
Yeah, I take one day off a week too, just to get my mind off of it, because I don't want to get too overloaded with electricity. I want to have it on the dial where we want it. If we need more, we dial up. Usually we'll maintenance mode. We don't want to feel like Superman all day long, because that doesn't get you anywhere. It overloads your nerve fibers, and then you can't feel anything.
Exactly.
Let's see. You started the private training. I know we did a lot in year one and year two.
Well, year one, I had the option of compressing year one into 6 months. So I spoke with you. See, it'd be once a month. And then year two and year three also spoke with you once a month.
What encouraged you to take the private training?
I kept hanging out.
It was the fluctuations. That's what she means. The electrical fluctuations were too high and the cooling and good feeling process. And you knew what it came down to, exactly what came out in our talk here, was the lack of the lying down meditations, trying to get used to that in the beginning, which helped manage to lower the fluctuations.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And all in all, once you discovered, and I remember your private training all the way through, once you discovered that these forms are reflecting your own mind thoughts, especially at the higher levels, well, what happened was you started paying attention a lot. You're like, oh, if I'm in a bad mood, everybody's going to know about it, not just me. So, you know, and not only, you know, does it, you're in a bad mood, but it's like 10 times or 100 times more depending on how much you built up. You're like, okay, fine. I can't even have a pity party anymore. I'll just be in a good mood. And you're like, you get used to that because the alternative is, you know, anybody can get away with a bad mood or a pity party when they're not a chi person and haven't built this stuff up in amplified form. But the further you get into this, your tones and everything that's coming through your whole body in terms of hormonal flow and, you know, what you're doing gets amplified. So your bad mood or your indifference mood or your so-so mood or your fear, it's getting amplified. It's not only getting amplified out in the form, you're also changing the hormonal flow. And that hormonal flow can lower your immune system. On the inverse, you can raise your immune system. Qi people have an extremely high immune system because we release a lot of serotonin all day long in different amounts, and that allows our natural killer cells to flow in abundance. So somebody that had seasonal allergies all the time, boof, they're gone. And that's in year one, I found, with a lot of students. And it just depends when you're coming in, when that's going to come about. Is there anything in you in terms of your history with your body that used to happen seasonally all the time or colds and stuff that just didn't appear anymore? They were gone?
Oh, yeah. Seasonal allergies are gone. Before joining the Qi school, I would get so stressed out and stress my body sick, and that hasn't happened. It's amazing.
Don't you go to school full-time and go to work full-time, and you have a lot on the plate?
Yeah, I do, and, you know, if it wasn't for being enrolled in Qi school, and I know I keep coming back to the tri-concept and meditations, but they really have just made my life just amazing, and I do have a lot that I have to balance. But
I mean, are you past graduate school now? Are you still in graduate school?
Oh, yep, I'm in actually a final semester working on my thesis right now of graduate school.
Fantastic, and have a full-time position and full-time family situation at home. And folks are wondering, they're hearing about the meditation and the tri-concept, but you're doing this nerve fiber building. You're building biophotons in these 20-minute exercises, and you're handling the fluctuations of building up a lot of electrical current in your body and through your body and in form with the tri-concept, which is our cooling process and good feeling. So when they keep hearing you say those things, they're like, wow, meditation's just that? Well, that's because you're building up a lot of electrical magnetic energy. That's more than just electrical magnetic. These biophotons are more than that. When they're compressed together, they have memory, and they can form, and they mold. It had more form to it, so you had to make it a little bit more cool and a little bit more good feeling, because then it became a lot more form.
Yeah. Every month, as we climb the mountain, as Sifu Jones would say, recalibration, because, as you said, we are building up our nerve fibers and the biophotons. I remember my first conversation with you after I joined school, and you had asked me why I joined the school, and I said, because I wanted to be a healer, that I wanted to help other people. And you said to me, that's wonderful, but realize that you being in the school is because you're here to help and heal yourself. And it took me a while to understand what you meant by that, but you were so right, Sifu. You were so right. And I've realized that really deep down in, I've realized that in order to help other people and make the difference that I want to see in the world, I have to take care of myself first.
Yes, and you didn't, you know, like myself, when I did healings in the past, I would disassociate from my own problems in my personal life and really get into helping other people, and that's wonderful. But I myself was falling apart, and I did some really high-level energy work with private teachers for long periods of time, so just wasn't getting better in my world, but it was getting better in everybody else's world. And exactly. Well, this you can't disassociate from. You either associate with that energy and make good feeling and cool, or it's going to have a feedback mechanism that puts it right in your face.
Yes,
<done. laughs> So I'm revealing why to the folks here, why you're talking the way you're talking about it, because, yeah, you're like, okay, if I don't take care of myself, this electrical stuff's going to let me know about it, and then some. And it's all right to make mistakes. In fact, that's how you learn in this school. It's a mistake-driven method, so when you go and fall on your face numerous times and you touch the stove and it's hot and, you know, it's metaphorically speaking, you're in a bad mood and then you're in a super bad mood and then you're getting you're just not having very grand conversations with anybody. And then you're not working out at work because you're like, nobody is like listening to what you're saying and vice versa. And then all of a sudden you're like, now wait a second, I wonder if this has something to do with my chi training. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. There were many times that I would blame, if I fell into that, I would blame everything else except my chi training. And, you know, again, talking with you, it was, oh, nope. Side concept, cool back down, relax.
You can tell the folks I got in your face about it. It's true because, you know, I was really easy and relaxed with you in the year one. And as we privately trained, I kind of changed my tone of voice towards you in year three and beyond there. Yeah.
And you know what? It was wonderful because it really opened my eyes that you treated me as I'm a student in the school, but as a professional, and that there are consequences if we aren't precise with what we're doing. And you teaching me in that way, it couldn't have helped me more. I didn't need to be coddled. I really needed to, well, you know, you kind of need to snap out of what you're doing and realizing that yeah, you're so right. And life is so amazing for that.
Well, Karen, thank you so much for coming on and spending your time with us today.
Oh, thank you for your time also. It's been truly an honor to study with you, to be enrolled in the school, and I'm just so excited for all the things to come and excited for everyone listening to this, wishing them the absolute best.
Thank you, Karen, so much.